I'm learning to do all things through Christ and to turn to the Lord in all things. How can I gain more Christ in this matter and be more well-pleasing to him and well-pleasing to my Father? It is very important. It's just like a student. You have to study every day. Otherwise, when the time comes to take the test, you will fail. We would like to reach the goal, to reach perfection, just as the Lord said. As it is written in the Epistle of Hebrews, Paul said, we need to reach perfection. We should not remain as babes, but mature, come to full maturity. So we have to practice daily. All those who have children can testify. How can the children grow properly if they don't learn and if the parents don't chasten and discipline them and teach them, this is good and this is bad?
Then,
if you don't do that, the children won't learn. Well, they'll grow bigger, but growth is not just in size. But there's also growth in the soul, in their humanity, in your character. Growth in every regard. Man has to grow in every regard. We're not animals. Some people think we come from apes. No, we have been created in the image of God. And through this growth, we will be transformed and grow into his image. We will be like Jesus Christ. We will be conformed to the firstborn Son of God. This is our goal. Otherwise, why are we growing? We have to be clear what the goal is, what our goal is. And this also must be expressed in our personal life, even when nobody sees you. But you know, that's not quite right. The angels are watching. Many angels are watching, and the Lord is watching. He sees everything. You cannot hide. Even your own thoughts, the Lord knows. He knows what you're thinking. That's why, in every aspect, whether we are by ourselves or if nobody is seeing it, but the angels and the Lord are watching. They are watching. And you yourself know. You know what kind of a man you are. And as time goes on, more and more, everybody in the church life will also know what we are. You cannot hide it.
So,
praise the Lord for all the trials. Everything that we think and even what we say, just as James said, is a trial. All the things that have happened, whether they're good or bad, a problem is a trial. At school, you have tests. The teacher gives us many problems for us to solve, to see if you have learned how to solve it or not. Hallelujah for the tests. Are you joyful when the trials come? We will learn gradually to rejoice in the trials. You know, if somebody offends me today, I'm joyful. Praise the Lord. It's a good opportunity for me to know, to learn not to become angry or to react. It's a good lesson. Don't you think so? So if you have learned something, will you cry? Maybe you'll cry for joy. Okay, that's okay. But it is a joy because we have gained Christ. And I cannot emphasize this enough. If someone throws you out, will you be joyful? Will you rejoice? Praise the Lord. It's good. Wonderful. The Lord Jesus did not cry because the people didn't believe in him, or he wept for the others. He didn't weep for himself. He wept for Jerusalem, not for himself. Even on the cross, the people were crying for him. He said, "Daughter of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but for yourselves, for that which is going to happen." How often do you weep for the others? We weep for ourselves, but not for others. You weep if somebody offends you. And if something not so good happens. We must learn from our Lord that in all these things we must look upon him. We don't just thank the Lord for the salvation that he accomplished for us on the cross, but we must learn from his humanity, the new man. The Lord came to create a new man so that we could put off the old man and put on the new man. We have the knowledge, the teaching, but we don't do it in our daily living. That's the problem. For this reason, the trials and all the situations that the Father has prepared for us, we need to take advantage of them and thank the Father. And for this, we need wisdom, as it's written in chapter 1. We need wisdom to solve the problems. Especially wisdom from above. Don't think that when there's a problem in the church that we'll react right away and we'll make the problem even bigger. Isn't that the case? Do you think that through your reaction, you can produce the righteousness of God, as James said? No. Our wrath does not produce the righteousness of God. In fact, it's the opposite. We enlarge the problem. We add our unrighteousness to the problem and destroy everything. Have you not seen this? Have you never experienced this?
And
then you think you're doing the right thing. And then we are for the church. Of course, we say we're for the building up of the church, but indeed, and in our living, we are destroying God's building, whether it's conscious or not, consciously or not. This should not be the case. We love the church. We love the saints. We don't want to destroy them.
Jakobus Brief ist sehr praktisch.
And the Epistle of James is very practical for us.
Und jetzt kommen wir zum Kapitel.
And now we come to chapter 2.
Eins möchte ich noch sagen. But
I want to say one more thing about chapter 1.
Dass wir die Prüfung bestehen müssen. Wir müssen bewährt
we
sein.
We must pass the trials. Blessed are those who endure
durch die
and who are tested and are approved when they pass the trials. They will receive the crown of life, especially those who love the Lord, to practice patience, to be approved through the trial, then you will receive the crown of life. But we must be those who really love the Lord.
Wer den Herrn liebt, der liebt auch seinen
Bruder. He who loves the Lord also loves his brethren. It says in the Epistle of John.
Dann sagte Johannes,
then
wenn
John
wir
said, if we do not love the brother whom we can see, how can we love God whom we do not see? It doesn't work.
Und wenn wir lieben, dann müssen wir für die Brüder beten.
If we love, then we must pray for the brethren.
If
there is a difficult situation, what do you do? Do you pray or do you scold? Or do you criticize immediately or react immediately? Instead of praying, Lord, your church, what do you want to do? You are the savior of the body. You are the head over all things to the church, not I. I'm not the head, you are the head.
Und wir denken, wir können helfen.
And we think that we can help.
Je mehr wir helfen,
the more we help,
das Problem,
the more difficult the problem becomes. The Chinese say when children come to help, the more they help, the more trouble there is. That means the more they try to help, the more complicated things become. In the end, they want to help in the kitchen and they break the plates. And in the end, there's just chaos. It's better that the children go to sleep and then you can do your work in peace.
Wir müssen schlafen gehen und lasst den Herrn.
We have to go to sleep
and
trust that the Lord will solve the problem.
Die Probleme und die Prüfungen besser lösen.
Or can you solve the problems better?
Und das ist der Ausdruck.
This is truly the expression of love.
Sonst tun wir Schaden hinzu.
Otherwise, we will cause harm.
Sehr praktisch.
This is very practical.
Dazu noch die Krone des Lebens.
Then in addition, we will receive the crown of life. Why the crown of life?
Weil du dafür in jeder Situation leben.
Because in every situation, you have gained life. And because you have matured, grown further.
Die Belohnung ist das Leben.
The reward is life, the growth in life. The Lord came not just to give a little bit of life, but to give it abundantly. But how does he do it abundantly? Not just that he pours out his life daily, but we grow in life through all the situations. You can't just pour in the life. That would be nice.
Eure Kinder wachsen alle.
All your children are growing. And they have grown a lot, but they didn't grow overnight. They didn't just grow by giving them milk every day. A liter of milk daily. No, that doesn't work.
So, es ist ein Wachstum des
Lebens. But it is a growth in life.
geben,
in abundance, also, in abundance of life for growth.
Sonst ist es kein Leben.
Otherwise, it isn't life.
So, lobe den Herrn.
So praise the Lord.
Die Krone des Lebens.
The crown of life.
Und hier im Kapitel 2 sehen wir.
Here in chapter 2, we can see.
Jetzt.
It's also very practical.
Durch praktische Dinge in der Gemeinde.
Through the practical things in the church.
Das ist ein Leben des Glaubens, gell?
Are
jetzt
we able to live this life of faith? Now he's bringing us on the way, the path of faith. Because in the scriptures it says, already in Romans it says that the just shall believe. Does it say that you will be saved by faith? It says to live by faith, not just to believe. Doesn't it say to believe by faith?
Oft glauben wir, aber leben nicht.
Often we believe, but we do not live. That's why we all personally have so many problems, because in our living, we do not believe. In our conduct, we do not believe. We just look at our own weaknesses and don't believe in Him. If we look at ourselves in our life, then we have a lot of problems.
But durch Glauben leben,
if we live by faith, that means we look at Him and we behold Him. If I see a lack in myself, what do I do? Do I weep? Do I complain? Lord, why did you make me like this? It's your fault.
Nein.
No.
Sondern schaue auf ihn, Herr, heile mich.
But look to Jesus. Lord, heal me. You are my Savior. Does it not say that you will save me to the uttermost? That's a promise. Do you believe it or not? I believe it.
Ja. Wo ist ein Mensch, der vollkommen geboren ist auf dieser Erde, außer dem Herrn?
Have you ever seen a perfect man that was born on this earth, except for the Lord Jesus?
Sogar David sagt, ich bin in Sünde geboren.
Even David said, I was born in sin.
Ja, diese sündige, böse Natur ist.
This evil, sinful nature is innate in our being. Sin lives in us. And there's no one on this earth who is righteous. Not one. We need salvation. Instead of complaining, praise the Lord. We believe on the Lord. We substantiate all the promises of God in His word, and we mingle it with faith, so that we could have the evidence and reality in our daily living. Our murmuring and complaining cannot help us.
Sondern wir bringen es alles dem Herrn, zum Arzt.
But we must bring all things to the Lord, to the doctor, physician. If you just murmur and complain that you're sick, that won't help you. Go to the doctor. Go to the doctor.
Ja, zu einem guten, okay?
Go to a good doctor. That's important.
Sogar zu dem Besten.
And even go to the best doctor.
Natürlich, wenn du zu dem besten Arzt gehst, ist es teuer.
Of course, if you go to the best doctor, it's very expensive. But I know one who really is the best doctor, and he is free. And he can help us in all things.
Aber du musst glauben.
But you must believe.
Denke nicht, glauben ist einfach.
Don't think that having faith is easy.
Nein, es ist der Glaube Gottes.
No, it is the faith of God.
Okay,
It's not just, okay, I believe you. No.
Es ist uns gegeben durch den Heiligen
Geist. It has been given to us by the Holy Spirit. We have received the same spirit of faith.
Es ist nicht nur für wahr halten.
It's not just to know that it's true. Oh yeah, I believe the Bible and I believe in God. James was really good. He said, yeah, even the demons believe.
Aber passiert ihnen gar nichts.
But nothing happens to them. They flee. And they are fearful. They flee. That's how they believe in God.
Aber in unserem Glauben, wir nahen uns zu Gott.
In our faith, we draw near to God. And we resist the devil. The devil must flee.
Näher zu Gott.
But faith draws us closer to God.
Er ist nicht so weit von uns, nein.
He is not that far from us. No. Faith brings us to God and he brings himself to us and we, that is mingling together, mixed together. Do not doubt. This is very important. Chapter 1 says, James says it so clearly, do not be double-minded. Do not be double-souled. Be established in your faith in God.
Dann ist der Zustrom der Gnade da.
Then you have the supply of grace.
Durch diese Schwierigkeiten hindurchgehen.
So that we can go through the difficulties. That doesn't necessarily mean that the Lord will take away the weakness. Paul prayed, Lord, take this thorn away out of my flesh. I'm happy that he didn't tell us what the thorn is because there are so many types of thorns. It's a principle. You have your thorn and I have my thorn. Everyone has their own thorn.
Gott wird jede
But do you think that God would just simply take away all the thorns? Isn't that easier?
Für dich, ja.
For you, yes.
Aber für Gott, nein.
But for God, not. So that is not the case.
So
how does Paul boast? Does he boast of his wonderful experience of the work of Christ? Did he say that?
Was?
He would rather boast in his weaknesses.
Denn wenn er schwach ist, dann erfährt
Because
er
if he's weak, then he can experience the power of God in him. What would you prefer?
Ich möchte lieber,
of course, I would prefer that the Lord would take away my sickness or take away my weakness. Irregardless of what kind of weakness it is. Lord, make me strong. Take this weakness away. This is always my prayer. Is it not? Is it not your prayer also?
Aber langsam lernen wir, Herr,
but we are learning gradually. Lord, if you don't take it away, then give me more grace.
Ich möchte dich darin gewinnen.
I want to gain you in this. I don't want to suffer in vain. Let this suffering and trial serve for the purpose that I would gain you. In Philippians, Paul wanted to gain Christ.
Wenn du aber nicht die Situationen in deinem täglichen Leben,
but if you do not see the situations in your daily life, that they have been prepared by the Lord.
Wie kannst du Christus gewinnen?
Then how will you gain Christ?
Wenn du erfolgreich bist, kannst du
if you are successful, can you gain a lot of Christ? I don't think so. I think you'll be very proud. I did this by myself. You wouldn't even give God the glory.
Das habe ich gesehen, nicht nur in der Welt, die erfolgreich
I've seen this, I've not only seen this in the world with the successful elites, but I've also seen this in the church amongst the believers. The more successful you are, the more proud they are. I am.
Der, dies, der, das,
I
der,
am this, that, this and that.
Sie sagen nie, ich bin.
They never say, I am nothing.
Wir sind nichts.
And this is what we truly are. We are nothing.
Wie Tobi gesagt hat,
just as Tobi said, we are an unprofitable.
Ja, Tobi.
Right, Tobi?
Bist du nützig?
Are you profitable? Or unprofitable?
Unnützige Knechte.
We are all unprofitable servants, slaves.
Und der Glaube, und im Glauben wandeln.
And to walk by faith.
Schau mal unserem
Vater. This is what it means to walk by faith. Look at the faith of our father Abraham. Do you think he was perfect? No. He went through many difficulties and even much failure.
Wenn du eines Tages ihn siehst,
one day when you see him, he will tell you, no, I made many, a lot of mistakes.
Er wird sich nicht rühmen, dass er so
he
stark.
Would not boast that he is so strong. Then he would not be giving God the glory. He who boasts in himself does not give God the glory. Paul said, he who boasts in himself, let him boast in the Lord, not himself. We have nothing to boast about. What do we have that we haven't received from him?
Besonders geistlichen Sinn.
Especially in spiritual things.
Aber selbst im weltlichen Sinn, lieber
but even Mann. in the worldly sense,
Gott uns alles gegeben.
Has not God given us everything?
Der muss uns Gnade schenken. Unsere
the Lord
Augen.
Must grant us grace to open our eyes.
Deshalb sagt Jakobus,
that's why James says, do not deceive yourselves. Every good gift is from above, from the Father of lights.
From
this wonderful, wonderful Father who loved us so much. Which Father does not give everything good to his children? Do you think that our Heavenly Father would withhold the good from us? No.
Im Glauben üben.
But we must exercise our faith and receive.
Zu den Kindern geben,
can you imagine you want to give the good things to the children, but they say, no, I don't want that.
Weil die Kinder nicht die Erkenntnis haben,
because
was der Papa mir
the children don't realize what the father is giving them is something good.
Nur Bonbons haben. Okay.
The children just want candy.
Und dann sind sie böse dem Papa gegenüber.
And then they're upset with their father when he says, no candy for you.
Du hast das Gute von mir weg und ferngehalten. Nein.
They think that you withheld the good things from them. But no, our father knows what we need. He knows what is good for us.
Das ist sehr praktisch.
This is very practical.
So, lob den Herrn.
So praise the Lord. The just shall live by faith.
Und hier ab Kapitel 2 wird er uns.
Here from chapter 2, he wants to show us more how we can
noch mehr gewinnen.
Gain more by this faith. How this faith.
Unser Christenleben, Christsein ist ein Leben aus Glauben.
Our being believers is a a life of faith.
Hebräerbrief.
Look at Hebrews chapter 11.
Mehrmals wiederholen.
You should read this more and repeat it over and read it again. Paul described the experiences of so many people in the history of faith. He showed us how what faith looks like. So that we would learn. We would learn from others. We would learn from Abraham, from Noah, from Enoch, who walked with God.
And from vielen Heiligen.
We learn from many saints in that chapter.
Und nicht nur von Abraham, nicht nur von
and
Moses.
Not just from Abraham and Moses, but also from the martyrs.
Von denen, die bereit sind zu leiden.
Those who are prepared to suffer and to give their life. We cannot even suffer a little bit.
Wir können nicht, wenn wir nicht gelernt haben.
We cannot take any suffering if we have not learned.
Ganz am Ende von diesen Zählungen kommt,
but at the end of this list of Hebrews chapter 11, of those who had suffered so much, who gave their life.
Nicht nur ihr Seelenleben,
they did
auch
not just give their soul life, but they also gave their body, their whole life.
Sie haben so viel gelitten, getötet.
They suffered so much, were killed.
Jesaja wurde in Stücke
zerhauen. Isaiah was cut in pieces. Are you prepared to do this? Not I. I tell the Lord, Lord, please.
Wir wollen es nicht.
We don't want it. And for example, the church in Smyrna, they are a suffering church, but they're full of life. They would receive the crown of life.
Denke nicht, wenn eine Gemeinde eine leidende ist, aber es ist
don't
sicher.
Think that if the church is suffering, then it surely must not be a good church. It depends on whether our suffering is just fighting and we're all against each other and criticizing one another. Such a suffering is not Smyrna. I don't know what it is, but it is not the church in Smyrna. It is the suffering of Christ. Paul said, I rejoice.
Das, was noch mangelt an den Leiden Christi, um der Gemeinde willen zu erfüllen.
I fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, which is his body, the church. But we do not suffer for the church.
Wir tun Leiden.
We add sufferings. Maybe it might be good for the others. I don't know. But such sufferings is not for Christ's sake. Such sufferings destroys the saints. Don't do that. But this suffering is through faith for the fulfillment of God's purpose.
Diese Propheten, die gelitten haben,
these prophets who suffered, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, and as so many others, as the Maccabees, all these people who suffered,
Gottes Willen, um Christi.
It is for Christ's sake, for God's sake, for the testimony of the Lord.
Solch ein Leiden durch den Glauben ist wichtig.
Such a suffering by faith, through faith, is important.
But we, wir leiden, haben Probleme.
James says, we suffer in problems, with problems because we have partiality.
Ansehende Person.
We are partial.
Wir haben unsere eigene Wahl.
We have our own choice.
Wir nehmen die Seite, nicht die Seite
we
Gottes.
Take sides and not the side of God, not God's side.
Wir haben eigene Vorstellungen.
We have our own concepts.
Wir wählen nach unseren Vorstellungen.
And we choose based on our concepts.
Und wir sind zu Richter geworden. Das ist
and
richtig.
We have become judges.
Ja, wie der Herr gesagt hat zu dem Volk.
Just as the Lord said to his people.
Hineingeht.
When you enter into the good land, first,
jeder tun,
you should not do everyone what is right in his own eyes.
Wir halten alles für richtig nach meiner Sicht.
We think everything is right according to our own view. We don't ask God. We don't pray. We don't go to the word to see if it's right or not. You know, in the church life, all things, we must bring them to God through faith. If there's a problem, we first must bring it to God. Then we come to the living word of God to see what God's word is saying.
Gott steht immer bei seinem Wort.
Because God always stands upon his word. His word is always right, and it is out of love. But it's not just love. Love has to be in harmony with God's word and with God's view.
Diese goldene Regeln da.
The golden rule, James said, it's not just love your neighbor, or just however you want to love that neighbor. You tolerate everything. No, love does not mean that we tolerate everything.
Liebe bedeutet, wenn ich was nicht richtig ist.
To love means if I see something that is not right, then I will speak the truth in love. And even in Hebrews chapter 12, God said, whom I love, I chasten. Oh, sorry. Whom I love, I just close my eyes and let them do whatever they
say.
But Rainer, what does Hebrews chapter 12 say?
Ja, wir wollen von dir hören, Rainer.
We want to hear from you, Rainer.
Mythen weg, diese, ja, sage uns, Rainer.
Tell us.
Was sagt Hebräer 12?
What does Hebrews 12 say?
Den züchtige ich.
Nein, züchtige.
Whom I love, I chasten. No, chastening doesn't belong to love, my brother. This is what the Lord says.
So ist unsere Liebe.
But this is how our love is. When we ask, when we love, we forget the righteousness to the extreme. If I truly love a brother, then I must speak the truth to him to help him. And not just to close my eyes and say, okay, you continue. It doesn't matter. We will tolerate it. No, that's not love.
But
for that brother whom you, so to speak, love, in quotation marks, you actually destroy him. You do not love him. But if you truly love him, you will help him to go to the word, to fear God.
Ich komme zurück zu diesem Punkt.
I come back to this point about the rich man. Do you think the Lord did not love the rich man who came to him? He wanted to enter into the kingdom of heavens. The Lord loved him.
Es steht sogar geschrieben.
It even is written, and the Lord loved him.
Am besten soll der Herr nichts sagen zu diesem reichen Mann.
Maybe it would have been the best for him not to say anything to the rich man. He could have just said, yeah, you can just keep everything you have. Just keep it and follow me. And oh, that young man surely would not have left him.
kann man recht
oh Gott, I can keep my riches and I can follow you. And surely he would have stayed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sicherlich.
Surely he would have.
Warum hat das nicht gemacht?
But why did the Lord not do that?
Dieser Mann, der mit seinem
do you think that this man
covetousness, diese,
who had these riches and was coveting, he had the covetousness in his heart, would he continue to follow the Lord? Oh, yes.
Er wird dann wieder Judas sein.
He will be like Judas. Do you know a Judas?
Wir denken anders als den Herrn.
We think differently than the Lord, dear brethren.
Was die Schrift zu uns gesagt hat.
What the scripture has said to us. What James said.
Nicht mit uns selbst erfüllen, nicht durch uns selbst.
We cannot fulfill this word through ourselves, but with the Lord and through him.
Gemäß der Wahrheit im Wort.
According to the truth in the word.
Wir brauchen das lebendige Wort.
We need the living word mingled with the faith. Then we can go on in the Lord.
Und hier im Kapitel 2 jetzt.
And here in chapter 2.
Er hat uns ein gutes Beispiel gegeben.
He gave us a good example.
Wir müssen diesen Leben des Glaubens danach wandeln, nicht mit ansehenden Personen. Und diese
we must live this path of faith without partiality. And we all have this sickness.
Diese Krankheit haben wir alle.
We all have this sickness.
Ja, es gibt Ansehen. Die Ältesten
there
haben
is
Ansehen.
Partiality. The elders, we're partial to the elders in the church. They have a position. And somebody who's very capable in the church who can give good messages, he gets recognition.
We've
seen this in Christianity and even among ourselves.
And
this person is more important than Christ. My goodness. Then he will replace Christ. And in the end, nobody will listen to the Lord anymore, but will listen to him. Lowercase h, not capital H. The elites. We have no elites in the church, or do we? Look at this world. Even the elites are the rich, but if you are not rich, you could never be an elite.
Kirchenmaus.
You're just a poor churchgoer.
Wie kann so ein Elite sein?
If you're a poor churchgoer, how can you be an elite?
Elite business.
But in this world, if you are elite, then you have to be a billionaire.
Not only millionaire, no, you have to be.
Not only a millionaire, now you have to be a billionaire. Not a millionaire, but now a billionaire and a trillionaire. My goodness, what else? And this is how the globalists are. They said that you have to reduce the population to 500 million and only the 300 elites should rule over them. That's even written by Klaus Schwab. Schwab wrote that. Schwabian Schwab.
Das ist kein guter Ruhm für die Schwaben.
That doesn't bring a good name to the Schwabians.
Meinst du, wir Christen haben nicht das gleiche Problem?
Do you think that we Christians don't have the same lack?
Das ist komisch,
problem.
Ja? Das ist Jakobus.
It's strange.
Nicht viel Gutes zu sagen haben
it's über strange den. That James doesn't have very much very many good things to say about the rich ones. Even at the end, in chapter 5, he again spoke about the rich.
Der hat bestimmt einen Grund.
Surely the Lord has a reason, a special reason for this.
Aber der Reiche ist der Reiche.
He refers to the brother as a poor one, but as a rich man. But we are the opposite. The rich. No one dares to say anything against the rich, but against the poor, yeah. Yeah, just go there.
But for
the elites in the church, oh, everybody has to bow down.
Zwar nicht die Knie beugen, aber
maybe not bow down the knees, but with your head.
Was ist denn das für ein Käse?
What is that for a nonsense? What kind of nonsense is that?
Meinst du, das ist kein großes Problem? Das ist ein
Do you think that this is a big problem? It is a huge problem.
Das habe ich in den früheren Gemeinden gesehen.
I have seen this in previous churches.
Und dann am Ende geht es nur noch um Position.
And then in the end, it's only about position. And everybody has to do what he says, not what the Lord says. Everybody has to do what the elders say. Of course, if the elders are correct, they're right, then we should do it, just as it is written clearly in Hebrews chapter 13. We are not against the elders. They should be slaves.
Auf sie hören.
Even we should listen and heed them. They have a great responsibility.
Aber wenn es zu solch einer Situation gegangen
But if it comes to such a situation,
position,
you have preference and position and honoring these people because they're rich. And because they have knowledge, they're rich in knowledge in their head. Maybe they're not rich in money or in material things. This is how we are.
This
will destroy the building up of the church sooner or later. And not only that, it's a preference. This is a principle, being partial to people. But remember, with God, there is no partiality. You can read these verses by yourself.
So ein Gott ist kein ansehende Person.
Our God is a God without partiality.
Was sollen wir sein?
What should we be? We should be like him.
Das ist so klar. Jakobus
that is why
gesagt.
It was so clear. James said it, Paul said it, and actually all the apostles said it, and even the Lord himself said it. He did not come to heal the righteous and to save the sinners. Paul said,
Reiche, kluge Leute für sein Reich.
How many rich and smart people did he take for his kingdom? But he chose the poor who are not so wise. When the Lord came, he chose fishermen.
Nicht die Theologen in Jerusalem, sondern
he did not choose the theologians in Jerusalem, but he chose the fishermen. First, he picked them to be his disciples. And he picked the tax collector.
Nicht die Klugen.
Not the wise. I would pick. Surely I would not have picked Philippus. Philip, he's not so wise.
Der wählt anders. So,
the Lord chooses differently. So don't be so wise in the church. Don't be so
der hat Angst vor den Klugen.
Clever. The Lord fears the clever. Or if you're so clever, then you can just do your own things and say, Lord, you can stay seated there at your throne, but let me do everything down here. And you might even tell him, Lord, let me be. Then we're all so capable that we don't even need Christ anymore.
Lass uns nicht solche sein.
Let us not be such people.
Das ist wichtig für den Aufbau.
This is important for the building up of the church. Don't think that this is a small matter. No, we are all, each one is like this in our fallen human state. None of us are exceptions. If we are not exercised in this matter before the Lord, then we will always have problems. I must always be exercised not to have any preference in the church, to be partial.
Verschiedenartige Handlungen.
Because of different kinds. There are so many different kinds of saints. Which kind do you like?
So, Paulus hat gesagt, in 1. Korinther 12,
Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, regarding all the members,
ja, wir lieben
he said,
die große, gute Glieder des Leibes.
We love the good, great members. The eye is so important, and the hands are too important. The nose, of course, is also important. Without the nose, we can't live without a nose, and we can't breathe. And of course, the mouth is wonderful. I love my mouth very much. But the nail and the hair, no, that's nothing. Is that what Paul said?
Nein. Kann jemand mir helfen?
Can someone help me? Christian, help me.
Christian in der Halle.
Where is Christian in the hall? What does Paul say in 1 Corinthians?
Lauter, lauter, damit alle hören.
Okay. Die, die uns weniger gut anstehen, umkleiden wir mit besonderer Ehre.
Nein.
That are smaller, we give greater honor. That can't be what's written there.
Okay, weiter, weiter.
Of course, it is better there.
Die, die uns gut anstehen, die brauchen es ja nicht.
Those who are doing well, they don't need it, so that there would be no division in the body. Where? How does the schism come here? Oh, here it is.
Danke. Danke, Christian.
And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body.
Ohne ansehende Person.
But remember, without partiality requires love.
Goldene Regel.
This golden rule.
Gefragt, was ist das?
Someone once asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment?
Es gibt ja zehn. So welche?
There are 10 commandments.
So
which one is the greatest commandment?
Vince, was würdest du sagen?
Vince, what would you say? I see you, Vince.
Which one among the 10 is the biggest?
Which among the 10 is the greatest commandment?
Love your neighbor as yourself and love the Lord your God.
Love your neighbor.
How is that? Number 11? Number 12?
I don't think you can hear me. I'm in the English channel.
Nein, das ist die Summe.
No, it's the sum of all laws. It's the sum of all laws, commandments.
Die erste ist, du sollst Gott lieben vom
ganzen. First is that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and with all your strength. Because he is God.
Ihm gebührt es.
He deserves all the honor. And we would do well to do that. And secondly,
it's the same.
You should love your neighbor as yourself. And the next is the elders. The apostle. Paul, Peter, Apollos. No?
Das war ein großes Problem der Spaltung.
That was a great problem of division, of schisms there in the church in Corinth. I am Apollos. I am of Cephas. I am of Paul.
Das ist eine Sünde.
That is a sin.
Das ist eine Sünde. Das
that is a sin and causes division.
Das verursacht Spaltung.
This causes division, and it's deadly. It destroys the church of the Lord. This is the first problem that Paul mentioned. And Paul said, if you do that, you are fleshly, not just fleshly, but full of the flesh. And you are children and you have not grown.
Ihr denkt in eine menschliche Weise. Das
you are thinking in a fleshly human way.
Wir haben nicht gelernt. Wir wissen das.
But we have not learned.
Wir wissen 1. Korinther 1 und 1.
Everyone knows 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3. We know that in the word, but who practices it?
Wurst, nicht mehr Käse.
Such nonsense. It's in German, it's like cold cuts, nonsense. It's just, there's meat in there and it's not good meat. And you don't know what kind of meat is in the cold cuts. Sausage. Especially those things that you can't sell, you'll just mix it together and make a sausage out of it.
Mein Herr, mein Gott.
My Lord, my God. What kind of problems we have, even after such a long time in the church life. This shows us that we are exposed before God. We have not learned. We have not yet learned.
Liebe ohne Zucht.
To have love without partiality. Oh, sorry. Love without chastening is not good. But he whom we love, we chasten. If there is something that is not according to the testimony of the Lord, something that is not well pleasing to the Father,
müssen wir nach dem Worte Gottes. In Liebe.
We have to deal with it with the word of God in love. We must learn this. We must always stand on God's side. There's no preference, no partiality.
Das bedeutet nicht, dass wir uns nicht kümmern.
That does not mean that we do not care for one another. Do you think that the Lord did not care for this rich man? No, he loved him. He didn't send him away. He went away by himself.
Aber der Herr hat die Wahrheit gesagt.
But the Lord spoke the truth with the hope that this young man would learn something if he really wanted to. What's more important for him, to enter into the kingdom of heaven or his riches that he had? Which was more important for this rich young man?
Ich bin nicht von dem sogenannten
I am not
weggelaufen. Ich bin rausgeschmissen.
I did not walk away from the so-called churches. I got thrown out. I didn't have any purpose to leave, but I'm joyful. I'm glad.
Ich bin sehr dankbar. Ich folge dem
I'm thankful that I'm following the Lamb wherever he goes.
Ich möchte nicht im Lager bleiben. Ich möchte
I don't want to remain in the camp. I want to be outside the camp.
Aus dem Lager folge ich dem Lamm nach.
Follow the Lamb outside the camp.
Und ich hoffe, dass wir alle bis
and I hope that we all know. And I hope that we all will follow the Lamb. In the end, we don't want to follow anybody else but the Lamb. That doesn't mean that we don't have fellowship with anyone else, but we see in Revelation 14, these are the ones who followed Paul or Peter or Apollos or Watchman Nee. No.
Oder wen?
Whom did they follow? These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. That means he doesn't stand still.
He
doesn't stay in one place. The Lamb has four legs and he likes to go around. He is alive and living. Our Lord is living and he doesn't stay in one place. He wants to keep taking us onward, but we always want to stay in the same place because we're so comfortable to stay where we're at. We're not ready to go on. It's too difficult. We are creatures of habit.
Aber wir wollen nicht aufhören, wie Paulus gesagt hat.
But as Paul said, we do not want to stop. He wants to pursue. Paul is pursuing, not going slowly like a turtle, but pursuing.
Wir folgen dem Lamm.
We follow the Lamb.
Allen diesen Dingen lernen wir, üben wir.
By learning to exercise and practice in all these things.
Gell, Martin?
Sorry, I missed that last. We must always keep on going. Even with gray hairs, we need to run after. Even without hair, we should run. It doesn't matter what the situation is. We want to follow the Lamb. We pursue him and do not stop.
Und alle, die reif sind, sagte Paulus in Philippians.
Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, all those who are mature should go on this path, go onward. And he who does not see it, the Lord will also show it to you later. But we don't have much more time left over.
Dann ist es, wenn das Tier kommt, dann.
Later in the time, the beast will come. Then you might know, but it will be too late.
So, lieber jetzt lernen wir.
So we better learn it today.
So, das ist in Kapitel 2.
This is James chapter 2. There's so much in chapter 2.
There's
too much, but you can read it by yourselves. Everything is written in there. Now, let's go to chapter
3.
So, don't just have faith, but faith is made perfect by works. That's what James says. I prefer Paul. That's why I always have Paul in my head and not James, and I repent.
Wie der Leib ohne Geist tot ist, so ein wunderbares Beispiel.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. It's James 2:26. But I also added, works without faith are also dead. I included that in the outline. I have a basis for saying that, which is Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
So,
works without faith are dead.
Keinen toten Glauben haben,
we don't want to have a dead faith, but we also do not want to have dead works.
Amen.
Amen.
Viele Werke ohne Leben. Oh, Herr Jesus, am Ende
to have many works without life, Lord Jesus, everything will be dead.
In Sardis tot.
That's why the church in Sardis was dead. The Lord didn't say, you don't have works. But the Lord said, you are dead.
You know,
we are all active people, so we want to do a great work. But in the end, the Lord only gained 120, but we want 120,000. When the Lord returns, and in the end, we're just 12 or 120, we would be ashamed. The first thing people ask is, how many are there in your church? Oh, we're 20. Or then the people will say, oh, that's not a church.
Oh, wie viel, Martin, seid ihr?
Martin, how many are you in Lübeck? You say, just me, by myself.
Naja.
Das
mag nicht.
That doesn't matter. The Lord did not have many when he was on this earth.
Die gerne zu ihm hören, weil sie...
is the use of having a thousands who like to listen to him because they wanted to eat something or because they wanted to see a wonder, a miracle that the Lord did, or because he preached. But what was the use when he told them all, eat me, then they all disappeared, except for the 12.
Mach nicht, wenn wir wenig sind, aber wenn wir tot sind.
It doesn't matter if we are few, but if we are dead, it's over.
Schaut zu, dass ihr nicht tot seid in eurer Gemeinde, wo ihr seid.
Make sure and be vigilant that you are not dead in the church, but that you are full of Christ and full of life. Take heed. Be full of reality.
Oh, Herr Jesus, jetzt.
Lord Jesus.
Kapitel 3 ist sehr wichtig.
Now, we come to chapter 3, which is very important. We have 15 minutes.
But that doesn't matter,
because it's so clear. We don't have to speak about it. James is so clear. Each one knows that our tongues and our lips cause problems. If you ask me, what's the most problematic member in your body? If somebody asks you this problem, asks you this question, if someone asks you,
Martin,
you have so many members in your body. That's what Paul also says in 1 Corinthians 12. We have so many members. Which member gives you the most problems? First, the tongue. Oh, no. You're just saying that because you were reading James. You would say, oh, yeah. My hair is giving me a lot of problems because they're falling out. And you care for your hair, or my eyes, I can't see so well. I need this and that, a the glasses. And you have so many other problems, but you don't think that your tongue is the greatest problem. Of course, after you read James, especially in these last 3 days, then you have the right answer.
So is this.
This is how it is with us all. My tongue. I always like to say, oh my goodness. Now we have to learn my tongue. It already begins with your thoughts. Of course, naturally, what is in your thoughts will come out. The Lord also said that out of the abundance of your hearts will flow out of your mouth.
What comes
out of our mouth, out of our tongue, is it always good things, or is it critique, criticism, or our own opinions, or scolding, or speaking evil of others, or joking, or idle words? How often do you speak good things about the saints?
Truly,
how often do you speak some good things about your wife? Yeah, please. The Lord is warning us. Warns us about the idle words. How often do we speak idle words? When we speak of other people, do we praise them in a good way? Or do we say, oh, he's like this and that. Oh, he's just that way. And my name is also only so.
Nichts Gutes.
Nothing good.
Und du denkst nicht an die gute.
And you don't think about the good things that people are doing, but you're always thinking strange things and the bad things about what people have done or said. Isn't that the case?
John, so.
This is how I am. Like so. It's an exercise. I have often told my children, if you don't have anything good to say about anyone, then don't say it. Say nothing. Then say nothing.
Hast du jemals was Schlimmes über dich selbst gesagt?
Have you ever spoken anything terrible of yourselves? Do you like to speak about that? About the hidden mysteries that are in your heart? Do you announce it on the loudspeaker about yourself? Have you ever done that? Who has ever done that? Oh, maybe Manolo did that. No, he's shaking his finger. Never. But then why do you speak so often about the others? We have a problem. We have a problem. In the Song of Ascents, 120, Psalm 120, it begins with the lying lips and the deceitful tongue. Lord, save me from lying lips and a deceitful tongue.
So is the Aufstieglieder. Das ist die erste.
This is the lowest step of the Song of Ascents. That's the worst part, worst level. We just want to go straight to the unity in Psalm 133. That is the second to last Song of the Ascents.
Aber du kannst nicht einmal weitergehen von dem ersten.
You cannot even leave the first
Die erste Stufe.
The first level.
Wer ein vollkommener Mensch ist, sagte Jakobus.
James says, a perfect man will control his lips.
Selbst ein
and Proverbs says, even a foolish man will be considered wise if he keeps his mouth shut.
Hast du Sprüche gelesen?
Have you read Proverbs?
So
maybe you don't like to read Proverbs so much.
Ein Tor, wenn seinen Mund
a foolish man, if he shuts his mouth and keeps it closed, he will be considered wise.
Wenn du zornig bist und
so if you are full of wrath and you're reacting and you want to react, close your mouth. Immediately. Immediately close your mouth. The best way is to go to your room and shut the door. And speak to God.
Ja, Herr Jesus, unsere Zunge. Wir brauchen nicht viel darüber zu reden.
We don't need to speak so much about that because everybody knows.
Heißt es.
Und that's das why ist it's written, and this is very important.
Der erste
God's purpose, the first sentence in chapter 3,
werdet
I really like. It says, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers. Everybody likes to be a teacher. If not a big teacher, then a small teacher. If not an elder, then at least a member of the body. But James warned, and this warning is for each one of us because we all like to teach. Maybe you're not teaching in the meeting. But maybe at home or in the fellowship.
And
every criticism is a teaching because you think you're better than the other one. Therefore, you criticize, you judge, you even judge. Criticize and judging is the same thing.
Werdet nicht viele Lehrer, meine Brüder.
Let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we should know that we who want to become teachers shall receive a stricter judgment. Paul also says this to Timothy and also in Romans. You teach the others. But you yourself do differently. What you speak is just for the others, but not for yourselves. That's how the Democrats are.
Oh, yeah. Masken gilt für die anderen, yeah. Aber sie tragen.
Everybody else has to wear masks, but they themselves don't wear masks.
Yeah. Distanzieren, gell? 1,5
social meter. Distance, 1.5 meters. That applies to them, but not for the elites. Not to the elites.
Das ist Pharisäertum.
This is being like a Pharisee. It's for you, but not for me.
Ich lehre nur, aber du musst
I just teach, but you have to do it, not I.
Was ist das? Ich weiß
what
nicht mehr,
is that?
Wurst. Was gibt's noch?
What nonsense. It's not just the saying in German is nonsense is cheese or sausage. It's stinky cheese.
Was? Martin?
Kappes, das ist Kohl.
Oh.
Like cabbage, okay. I think. Kappes is poisonous.
Das ist sogar giftig. Ja. Das ist schlimm.
That is bad, terrible. Dear saints,
ein strengeres Urteil,
a stricter judgment
von Gott,
from God.
Und das müssen wir wissen. Jeder von uns
and
muss
we have to know this. We all must have the fear of God, because when we stand before his judgment, then there will be fire. It won't be love at judgment time.
Heute in seinem Today, Gericht gibt es noch
in
Liebe.
His judgment, there's still love. He judges us out of love and chastens us out of love. That's not judgment. That's not the judgment seat of Christ. But when we stand before the judgment seat, there will be fire. Then the Lord will say, I do not know you. Leave me.
And
you will be thrown into the outer darkness. You will be whipped with many stripes.
Und so weiter, und so weiter.
And so on and so forth.
Hast du keine Angst?
Do you not have any fear of the judgment of God?
Aus deinem Munde Kritik kommt.
Are you not
besonders
fearful if criticism comes out of your mouth, especially with regards to matters of the church and the saints of the Lord? And regarding his church?
Sein Wort. And
even more so regarding his word. That's why Peter said, the first thing you must do when you come to the word of God is to not have your own interpretation.
So schön wie es sein ist, oder wie es
no matter klingt, how good it sounds, your interpretation does not help anyone. Or even just a teaching, even if it's right and it doesn't have any life, then the Lord will tell you, why are you teaching without life?
Wie die Schriftgelehrten.
It's like the scribes and the Pharisees, and the Lord rebuked them. Sternly. And we, when we say something like that, we're so proud.
Das gehört dazu.
They go together.
Das gehört dazu.
They go together.
Genauso wie Laodicea.
Just as in the church in Laodicea, they thought they were so rich, they knew so much, but they were lukewarm and without reality, without substance. The Lord told them, you are poor.
Und ekelhaft.
Exposed, naked, and wretched.
Ja, aber wir fühlen uns nicht ekelhaft, oder?
But we don't feel wretched, do we?
Wretched im Englischen.
In English, the word is wretched.
Ja. Er sagt, komm zu mir und kauf.
The Lord said, come to me and buy gold. Pay the price.
So ist es.
This is how it is.
Dann sagte er, denn wir
then he said, for we all stumble in many things. Verse
2.
And he who teaches, whether it's in the fellowship or whether it's giving a message, must have this consciousness that we make mistakes. Nobody is without mistakes.
Yeah.
Nobody is perfect.
Umso mehr müssen wir darauf achten, wenn es um Gott ist.
All the more we have to pay attention when it has to do with God's plan and the purpose of the Father. All the more we must take heed.
Sonst zerstören wir alles.
Otherwise we will destroy everything. Just one little word.
Luther sagt ein Wort,
Luther said,
Satan fliehen. Satan wird fliehen, ne?
Aber one word and Satan will flee. But one word that does not give life can also destroy the church.
Kann auch die Heiligen verletzen.
can hurt the saints. Maybe they won't say anything, but you don't know what they're thinking in their hearts.
Wir sind so unempfindlich.
We are so insensitive. And sometimes we even joke.
Wie oft verletzen Witze.
And how often does joking hurt other people?
Und zerstört dann die Gemeinschaft.
And it destroys the fellowship.
Dann, deshalb müssen wir vorsichtig sein in unserem.
This is why we have to be careful in our
wenn
speaking.
Reden, im Reden, keinen
someone, if anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body.
In Zaum zu halten. So, ja, also, du kannst mit deiner Rede aufbauen.
So, with your speech, you can build up.
Zerstören die Gemeinde.
Or you can also destroy the church with your speech, speaking. So, take heed of what you speak.
Auf die Brüder haben.
I think I'm going to stop here. I'm sure the brothers had some good fellowship with you concerning this chapter this morning in your time.
So, lob den Herrn, ich brauche
so praise the Lord.
Das Wort ist
I don't have to speak much about this. The word is very super clear by itself. You just have to read it once or twice or 10 times, and each time it will be clear. And the Holy Spirit, the anointing, will teach us and show us.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. The Lord be with us all, and may he be gracious to us. That after this conference and already now, we would begin to practice and learn and repent, above all, to repent.
Lobe den Herrn.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Bis bald, ja?
See you soon.